Hello, it's Midweek Extra. It's John Gibbons and I have a stellar room in front of me. I have Rob Gutman, I've got Neil Dockin, and I've got Adam Melia, Andy Heaton producing as well. And it is going to be a show in three parts, and I'm going to let the esteemed gentlemen decide how long each part are, or is. Number one is the Merseyside Derby last night, Everton 2, Liverpool 0. And then part two is going to be looking ahead to the West Ham game on Saturday. When do we play? 12:30 on Saturday, Virgil said. Rooney got really upset. And then part three is going to be the future, loosely titled as the future, and that can be whatever direction we want. There's rumours of a new manager. There's obviously players who are going to be in and out as well. So that is a lot of what's going on at the moment. So that's what we're going to talk about. But I'll start with you, Neil Dockin. Disappointing last night, to say the least.
Yeah, it's not the word, is it? There's not enough words to sum up my disappointment. My phone went off the second the final whistle went. My phone went off and a bottle of red wine got opened and then drunk and then straight to bed. So I dealt with it quite well last night, but it was this morning that the pain really hit me.
My lad got into bed with me, he's four, and he was like, did Liverpool win? And I was like, I'm not even like, you know, even sometimes when you wake up and then you have that realization that we've lost or that we've won. Do you know what I mean? Like, you sort of, then it sort of clicks. And sometimes it takes a few seconds or sometimes it takes a few minutes. Well, this morning, I don't even think I was properly awake. And my lad got it. He said, did Liverpool win? No. Did Liverpool score? No. Wasn't Mo Salah playing? And I was like, Lord, come and get this pick.
Yeah, I mean, it was
just
terrible.
Leave it with you.
I know, honestly, I was like, you know, when you're like in a pub and someone's giving you a stick and you're like, someone come and get your mate here.
your lad in the role of an Evertonian taxi driver there. Did Liverpool win? Shut up, mate.
You know.
Yeah. You hadn't even left your front door before the abuse began.
Honestly, I haven't even fucking got my head off the pillow.
Yeah, I mean, it was horrific, I think is the only way to put it. It was a horrific night for Reds. It was a terrible performance, abysmal in both boxes, not at it at the start. I mean, it's a checklist here, isn't it, of everything you wouldn't want to see in a derby, especially at Goodison. Giving away too many free kicks, not looking strong enough in the air, losing the fight in midfield. The finishing that has dogged us for weeks now, the terrible finishing coming back to haunt us again, just chance after chance being spurned. It was a night that confirmed all the doubts, all the concerns you had about this Liverpool team, you know, whether they've got the quality in certain areas to win the title. Seemingly not. There was a lack of quality, there was a lack of fight, and for the first time in a long time, I just thought, that's it, I don't see anything left for this side.